The Martyrs of Amritsar. Only a few years ago, in the city of Amritsar, in India, some mean and rude people began to speak against the Khalsa, the Guru Granth Sahib, and Guru Gobind Singh. They spoke many lies and were totally disrespectful. These people call themselves Nirankaris. Their leader was a man named Guru Bachchan. He was rich, powerful, and very crooked. He twisted people and paid them to get what he wanted. And he said, "I am the Guru." Some people bowed to him and considered him the equal of Guru Nanak or Guru Ram Das. Yet he had no humility. He did not serve people. Nor did he have the love in his heart and the wisdom in his mind to guide them.
Papaji, why do people lie and cheat?
Because they forget that God created everything. That He created them, and that He lives in their heart, that He is in every tree, that He is in the sky, in elephants, in little mice.
In the sun too?
Yes, in the sun and in the moon and beyond. Those people forget it, and they only think about themselves, their money, their houses. Anyway, Sikhs thought he was foolish to say that he was the Guru, but then many people had said they were the Guru. In reality, Guru Gobind Singh gave us Sri Guru Granth Sahib to be our Guru, our light in the darkness, to take our little soul lights to God's infinite light. But when Guru Bachchan and his crooked friends insulted the Guru, that is, they said bad and mean things about the Guru, which were all lies. At that time, some good Sikhs in India became very upset. "We cannot allow these people to lie and insult the honor of our beloved Guru." "Yes, they lie about Guru Gobind Singh. They make fun of the Golden Temple. We are Khalsa. We cannot tolerate it." One of those Sikhs was a man named Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh. Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh was a very strong Khalsa. He was honest and pure. He loved Gurbani and he loved the Sad Sangat. He loved the Golden Temple and the Guru's Langar. He spoke and inspired people to be good Sikhs. Everyone listened to him and respected him. For when he spoke the truth. Bhai Sahib said, "We are the Khalsa. We belong to Guru Gobind Singh. We must do something. Guru Bachchan and his people insult our Guru every day. We'll have to go there and stop them." Then came the first day of Baisakhi. This is the day when, almost 300 years ago, Guru Gobind Singh Sahib created the Khalsa. It is a very special and beautiful day for all Sikhs everywhere. Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh and other devoted Sikhs were in a Gurdwara, chanting and doing kirtan. Then the message came. "The Nirankaris are going to have a parade in Amritsar. They plan to carry Guru Bachchan, their master, through the streets on a palki. They're having a meeting right now. And once again, they're insulting Guru Gobind Singh, the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, and the Golden Temple. This is it, said Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh. Let us go there and demand they stop. They stood up and said the Ardas. They listened to a hukam from the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. Then they bowed and barefoot, only carrying their swords, they walked to the place where Guru Bachchan and his Nirankaris were meeting. There were only 70 Sikhs, but they chanted Waheguru, 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 and they stood tall and strong on this beautiful spring day. They marched through the street with no fear in their heart. They knew that a Khalsa must do what is right. They did their sadhana. They chanted God's name. They served everyone. And they lived gracefully. They reached the Nirankaris meeting place. There were hundreds of Nirankaris there, and they were waiting for the Guru Sikhs. When the Khalsa became very close, the evil people began to throw bricks at them. The bricks were dipped in liquid acid. They burned and hurt the Sikhs even more. The Sikhs, who were carrying shields, used them to protect themselves. But many were hit and wounded. Then the Nirankaris attacked them with swords. Of course, all the Khalsa carried swords. And so they drew theirs and began to fight back. 70 against hundreds. Finally, the Nirankaris began to shoot them down with rifles and pistol for no reason at all, except jealousy and evil in their heart. There was another evil man who was Guru Bachchan's brother-in-law. And he was a policeman. He came with many other crooked policemen, and they shot the Khalsa down. Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh was hit by many bullets, and he fell to the ground. There was an old Khalsa man with a long white beard. He used to go to the Golden Temple every day, very early during sadhana time, and he used to meditate on God. He was with the Khalsa group. When he saw the enemy shooting, he shouted, Waheguru! And he ran towards the bullets. He did not care for his life. He was happy to die for the Khalsa. When the fight was over, many Sikhs were wounded. 12 were dead. The police threw all the dead Khalsa on a cart. They also put Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh on the cart, even though he was not yet dead. Two Sikhs saw him still alive on the cart, and they tried to help him. They were arrested and taken away. Several hours later, an old Sikh came where the bodies of the dead Khalsa had been put down. He saw Bhai Sahib Fauja Singh still alive, chanting with his breath. Guru, Guru, Guru. The old man ran to get Baisab's wife and some other Sikhs. He wanted to help Baisab Phoja Singh, maybe take him to a hospital. They came running back, but when they arrived, Baisab Phoja Singh was already dead. His pure Khalsa soul had gone back to God. He and the 12 other Khalsa had been killed. But they proved to the world that it's not the life that matters. It is the courage you bring to it. A happy man or a happy woman is one who lives gracefully, come what may. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Come on.